Welcome to another discussion on our series, Maritime Reality Check. My name is Hope Orivri. Today, we'll be having discussions with the President General of the Maritime Workers Union of Nigeria, his comrade Adewale Adeyanju. At the heart of the discussion today, Adeyanju will be speaking with us on welfare issues as it concerns maritime workers, particularly all the chapters. It's my honor to welcome you to discussion today, comrade. You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
So we just want to hear from you. Give us an update of activities, things happening with the various chapters.
Well, I want to first and foremost thank you for having us. And I will first and foremost start with the marine notice coming out from the agency, that is NIMASA, to the jetty owners who have refused the appointed stevedoring contractor to come in. And that notice is a warning to all the jetty owners. I'm talking about the private jetty. So I think it has come in at the right time. These are the things that the union have been envisaging for in the past. So the DG, NIMASA have come out by rolling out the do's and don'ts. And marine notice is a threat to all the private jetty owners to allow the appointed stevedoring contractors from MPA and that of the dock workers to work in their various jetties. So anybody who try to violate the order, I think is going to meet the wrath of the union.
We saw a notice you gave out, yes, a press release talking about this. And I'm wondering, have the union not been having meetings, maybe meetings of understanding to iron out some of these matters even before now?
I think what we're about doing now, you remember about a year ago, we tried to threaten the IOCs. And what gave birth to this marine notice was as a result of the understanding between Nigeria Port Authority and the IOCs and that of the union. I think I can say the level of compliance is about 40-60%. Because like before, they didn't allow the stevedoring contractors engaged by MPA to even enter their terminals. Talk less of even allow the dock workers to work in there. And with this marine notice, it's a backup for the terminal operators and that of the Nigeria Port Authority to work together and make sure that the dock workers, the stevedoring contractors are allowed to work as is being done all over the world.
Now, a number of people have looked at the activities of the dock worker union in their various chapters. And they have seen that quite a lot has been done to fine-tune so much of the activities, and we see that they've been peace for a very long time. And then some operators or some stakeholders also are worried that even when the union steps in to address this issue, they are concerned that what could be the thoughts of such operators? What kind of value did they place on the dock workers? And then let us know, what is the very significant role of these dock workers in the life of maritime industry in Nigeria?
Well, the dock workers, as Riley said, they are the engine room. And if we talk about peace that everybody enjoys today, it has to do with transformations. Because the dock workers have been reformed to a standard. So whoever is engaging them now is engaging the professionals. So I will let you know that we will continue to do what God asks us to do in terms of protecting their welfare. And their welfare is very important to us. There are some terminal operators who have the interest of the workers in their heart. They don't even wait for the union to come and start negotiating on behalf of the worker before they do the needful. But there are some who doesn't even want to even hear the word dock workers. They don't want to even make use of them. They believe in slave labor. So, but today I think we have eradicated most of all those things. I think the dock workers today are professionals and they are transformed to a standard. So they can be engaged all over the world, like their counterpart. So we will continue to do our best. But the marine notice that we sent out is a signal. We only send a signal to all those affected terminal operators and jetty owners who believe they can enjoy this impunity of nothing can happen. Something is going to happen if they didn't do the right thing at the right time. Because what the government have done now is to warn them that you don't engage outside workers. You engage those ones that are legitimately registered by NIMASA. And the penalty is very clear. It's either 6 months or 1 million. 6 months is to go to prison if you engage people that are
foreign,
not dock workers. So if you go in the port now, go inside the port, you see a lot of influx of human beings. What are they doing in the port? Who are they? Whom are they representing? Are they dock workers? And that is why we keep on telling the Mazda now to make sure that the biometric ID card that identify me as a dock worker should be issued to me through my employers. And who are my employers? The terminal operators, the stevedoring contractors. So I think we are on top of that. So if they can do that for us, I think the peace will continue to reign.
Okay, fine. Now, you have mentioned this, but let me still put this question forth to you. What, in your own perspective, is the outlook of work environment and what you want to see in the life of the dock worker in the near future?
Yeah, I think my appeal to all the terminal operators is to create an enabling environment that is going to be conducive for them to work. There are some terminals who, up to now, they didn't provide what we call PPEs. No coveralls, no safety gadgets. I made some references about a month ago. I even sent it in Port Harcourt. There was a particular terminal operator there that have not even given a coverall to dock workers. I think we've written to authority. And they are even giving an ultimatum that if PTOL, let me mention name, is PTOL in Port Harcourt, is one of the worst terminal operators that we can talk of. In terms of weatherism, it's not there. So how can a dog worker of today be wearing rubber slippers, sandals? And those are the environment we are talking about. If the environment is conducive, the worker will perform. Productivity will be what? Will be there. Throughput you are talking about will come out. But environment that is so tattered, no facilities, no bus in, bus out. How do you expect them to perform? Their mindset is not going to be on the job. Their mindset is going to be, well, let me just wear any cloth I have. I have and go and do the loyalty. So we are only appealing to the people that give them the job, that they should focus more on these terminal operators. Some of them are riding at the back of, yes, I'm doing off my terminal. Yes, we know you are doing off your terminal just for some time. You can be reviewed out, as they review it, they can force you out. But we are saying the workers under you should be treated as a human being. Other branches. We call that we declare state of emergency in shipping. And because of this COVID-19 that is ravaging the whole world, we were unable to have met with them. But we will not stop it there. We are still going to let them know that without or with COVID-19, life goes on. The welfare of the workers is very, very important. So we will write to them to reconvene an emergency meeting in respect of the welfare of the shipping branch. Because the workers that are working with the shipping groups, their salary, their remuneration is nothing to write them about. You could imagine somebody will be on one grade level for 17 years, 10 years, stagnated with one grade for more than 15 to 20 years.
Don't they have a stipulated structure that would supposed to look at reviews within
particular time? They have what we call a collective bargaining agreement, that is CBA. And if the CBA you're talking about are not well nurtured, it was not well structured. Somebody will now be telling you because you have CBA. This CBA doesn't say you should not promote your workers. CBA does not say you should not improve their welfare. It's just like a standard structures, the do's and don'ts. That is the CBA. The dog workers today we are talking about, it is the CBA that is making them to be more responsible today because they know their left from their right. They know their condition of service is there. But the condition of service for shipping branch is nothing to write about. I can say it anywhere in the world.
And we know that before the COVID came in, the union had started talking about a meeting
declaring
a state of emergency. So how far would that?
Yes, they wrote back to us because that one is still in pipeline. We are not going to fold our arms and allow it to go like that because of COVID-19. Let me just include you, tell you that because of this COVID-19, some of them are even right at the back of the emergency pandemic that is ravaging the whole world now to downsize our members in shipping. So we will not fret, we are being disappointed by the activities of some of the management team of shipping branch. We'll let them know that we are not sleeping on this because my primary objective is to make sure that the welfare of all the members that I'm leading to be protected and give them what belongs to them. term of remunerations. Because you talk about remuneration, shipping is not right about. And you could remember recently we collaborated with ITF while we were able to expand our coast to the seafarers.
In fact, I was going to mention that to say what the union did, so much commendations came in.
Yeah, we have to do it because we cannot just close our hands and allow our members to continue to suffer in the hands of some of the employers. We expected some of the stakeholders to even collaborate with us and say, okay, fine, Maritime Workers of Nigeria, you know your members, we don't know them, but let us partner with you in terms of giving. It's only the DG Nimasa that I can vehemently tell you that the man is a human being. He have the love of the seafarer, the love of dock workers in his heart. By way of coming out and giving a palliative incentive to seafarers and that of the dock workers. So we commended it. We have not been having this kind of meeting before. And he's doing the right thing at the right time at this moment that I can file for him, but I may not know what is going to happen next. But now I can vehemently tell you that the man is doing well. We've done that on ITF side. Now as I'm talking to you, my people are in Port Harcourt because of this CBA of 82. The seafarer, they are just concluding their CBA with seafarers. So we are working and they will continue to work and support our members. The Calabar port need to be dredged because if the Calabar port is working, most of all this cargo congesting Lagos, Port Harcourt can be what? Be transferred into Calabar. So the workers there are suffering. The management of that place too are suffering. So we want to appeal to MD of MPA, our mother, who I think we so much have respect for, has been doing a very wonderful thing. So to please make sure that Calabar port is being dredged to a standard that Ifezo can go in and come out.
Thank you, comrade, for taking time out to come and discuss the issue of maritime workers' welfare with us today. That was quite insightful. We still look forward to welcoming you again on another edition of the program. Thank you all for listening, and we do hope that you follow the discussions on the Maritime Reality Check program.